is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hello, good morning. You're tuned into CNBC TV 18 podcast. I am Anisha Jain. Well, on Wednesday, the Nifty managed to reclaim the 11,000 mark and the FIIs as well as DIIs bought in around 1,600 crores into the cash equity market. But if you look at the global setup as well as the Asian screen this morning, that is telling you that the global equities continue to be very choppy. Now, Asia this morning is trading in the red and SGX Nifty optically is showing an uptick of around 40 points, but that is because SGX Nifty was open for trade yesterday while we were shut, and if you compare it to the futures of Wednesday, there is a downtick of around 80 points that we are staring at when it comes to the Indian market opening, and that is because the global cues continue to remain mixed. If you look at the US markets, they ended a tad bit mixed, with the Dow ending around 100 points higher, while the S&P was up around a quarter of a percent and the Nasdaq actually ended in the red. Now, there the sentiment was supported by the fact that retail sales came in better than expectation, and that was evidenced by numbers of Walmart as well, because the numbers came better than expected and they raised their outlook for FY20. But on the flip side, numbers for Cisco were bad. And General Electric saw a downtick of around 13% after there were some concerns around the whistleblower complaints. And that is the reason the US markets ended mixed. Remember, this comes at the backdrop of the fact that the Dow ended around 800 points lower on Wednesday, and that was after we closed for our trading. So that also adjustment we'll see in trade today, because remember, that was the biggest decline of 2019 and the fourth largest point drop ever seen on Dow, and that index ended at a 2-month low. So that adjustment will definitely happen in trade today, and that was because the recessionary trends weighed on the sentiment. Remember, the US 30-year treasury yield fell below the 2% mark first time ever, and even if you look at the 10-year yield, that has hit a 3-year low, because that one is trading below the 1.5% mark. And there was the inversion as well that happened between the US 2-year as well as 10-year yield, and that is what perhaps weighed on the sentiment when it comes to the US markets. Remember, in the US markets, the yields have inverted for the first time since 2007, and the UK yield, they also have inverted, and that has happened first time in a decade. To add to that, the German as well as French bond yields are also sitting at record lows. So all these cues coming in from the bond market is not really very positive for equities and global growth, and that continues to be an investor concern. Apart from that, the trade tensions between US and China continue. There are comments which have been confusing the investors, so that really remains at the back of the mind. And also the protests in Hong Kong really continue. And that was the reason that the European markets ended in the red. In fact, even oil was down about 5% over the last 2 days. So yes, it has recovered a tad bit this morning, but it continues to be in that $58 to $59 per barrel mark. And as a result of the safe haven buying, even the gold price is inched higher. As far as the Indian market is concerned, we have been in the broad range of around 10,850 to 11,150, and that is where we are expected to be in the near term as well. In terms of stocks, we'll watch out for SBI, because they have decided to perhaps dilute their stake in the cards business, in which they currently hold around 74% stake. On the flip side, the India Bulls Group will be in focus. Remember, Moody's has downgraded the rating for India Bulls Housing, so that will remain in focus. But on the flip side, numbers for India Bulls Real Estate were out, and the company has said that they'll plan to be net debt free, and that they are looking to sell stake in one of the company at a valuation of around 4,400 to 4,800 crores. Tata Motors will be in focus, because CRISIL has downgraded their long-term rating. Yes Bank will definitely be in focus, because they've allotted shares to some QIBs at a price of 83.55, and this compares to the floor price of 87.90, so this stock will be in focus. Reliance Capital came out with numbers, but the bigger disappointment was that there were auditor concerns. Indraprastha Gas is largely a decent set of numbers, while for IDBI Bank, the asset quality continues to deteriorate. The GNPA ratio has actually expanded to 29.12%. So that's a bad number coming in from IDBI Bank. For Repco as well, the sanctions are down year on year and quarter on quarter. For HEG, the profit is down 70% year on year. However, for Hitachi, yeah, the profit is up 25%, so that stock might hold up in the green. IDFC, Bosch and SGWN are the other stocks that might be in focus. Keep an eye out on Bosch because they are observing no production days at some plants for up to 10 days a month during Q2. So there is this definite pressure on the autos because the report suggests that perhaps in the near term, there is no GST cut coming as well. And of course, on account of Prime Minister Modi's Independence Day speech, there might be some stocks in focus. But as of now, it promises to be a choppy day of trade. So get ready for a very volatile Friday. This is Anisha Jain signing off for CNBC TV 18. In association with Bombay Stock Exchange. Have a good trading day.